have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
She had a dream that she could do it, and how she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe
in yourself,
believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself,
believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Yeah,
you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Ooh. You can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Did y'all know I didn't know I was on mute? Y'all forgive me. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Just For You podcast. It is awesome, awesome. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy, for letting me know. Hallelujah. I'm just welcoming everybody. Well, I'll say it again. You are fearfully and wonderfully made on today. I don't want you to forget it. God has graced us all with another day to celebrate him and lift him up. Hallelujah. It's another day to give him glory, and that is exactly what we plan to do. I want to say welcome to all of you, whether it's your first time or your ongoing time listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio, or if you are just coming in because the Lord has led you here, we say thank you. We appreciate you here at Elation Radio. We want to say a very special hi and thank you to our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson, who keeps us together and lets us know where we are. I love you, sis. I appreciate you. I also want you all to know I honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., who's always, as my other sister in the Lord says, not too far away. Thank you so much for your love and your prayers. But can I say I thank God that we are all here together, growing and learning in the Lord as he would allow us to. He's a mighty God on this day. I want to share with you, for those of you, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, I definitely want to share with you what the podcast is all about so that you would know why we get so excited on Elation Radio. Amen. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Will you join me in a word of prayer before we begin? We are trusting the Lord to come in and have his way. Listen, I don't believe that we can do anything as believers without the Lord. If you feel that you can plan it all, do it all, God bless you. God bless you. But here's something I've learned. If we are hidden in him, if we want him to be our head, we subject ourselves to him and allow him to lead us, guide us, and direct us in all things. Please join me in a word of prayer. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we hallow your holy name. We thank you for being with us on today. Thank you for this beautiful radio station, Elation Radio. Lord, like myself and so many, it is a privilege and an honor to be in your presence and to hear the word of God. God, would you continue to pour on Elation Radio, on Dr. Kimmy Robinson and her family, on all the podcast hosts and those connected to Elation Radio. And Father, would you open up doors and close doors? Bless our listeners. Hallelujah. on today that take the time out to listen in, to pray with us, to pray for us all. We say thank you. We don't take it for granted. We need you on today, oh God, to move. We need your power, your grace, your anointing the more. Would you save, heal, and deliver? Someone may be listening in, God, that you've orchestrated for their footsteps to travel in technology right where we are. I need you to bless them, hear them, heal them, deliver on today, oh God, and we will be forever grateful. But Father, we need you to forgive us of all of our sins. Father, we repent before you for things said knowingly, unknowingly, done knowingly, unknowingly. We lay it all on the altar before you. And give us a heart, oh God, to forgive others. Father, we don't want to cry out forgiveness and then can't forgive others. Would you teach us today, I hear you, Holy Spirit, how to forgive that we will be well with thee, oh God. We don't want to live in this earth, have all the things that we've done, all the places that we all have been, all the communication, relationship, and all those things, and it not be pleasing in your sight. Father, teach us all how to forgive on today, and we will thank you and praise you forevermore. You are worthy of all of our praise, and we ask you to have your divine will and way, and we will glorify you the more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, listen, place of safety for me. This is a place where we can share the word of God and feel his presence because he loves us all so much. The reason I started today's podcast with you are fearfully and wonderfully made is because you are. I remind you today that you are royalty. Royalty doesn't belittle the kingdom. I'm not talking about money, clothes, all of that. I'm talking about your position in life. What does it look like? What do you think about when it comes to royalty? I want you to keep your head up. Don't be so high-minded that you can't be any earthly good. Keep yourself balanced in the Lord to know he is who he is. On today, we're going to be studying from 1 Peter, the third chapter. That's 1 Peter, the third chapter. I want to give a disclaimer today that this is not particularly for any particular group. Whenever we study the gospel is intended for us all. So I'm going to start off because it begins to talk about marriage, that if you are single, you're preparing for your king. I didn't say your husband. So as a bride, this applies to all of us who believe that Jesus is Lord. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. So here we find this is in a natural contest, or content is what I meant to say, of husbands and wives, those that have legally gotten married. We ain't talking about the, I don't know what they call it these days, but when they married, they lived together, so common law marriage. We are talking about godly-centered marriages, those that may be saved, and maybe the husband is on his way to being saved, but they stood before witnesses. Witnesses can be in the courthouse. It can be in a local church, a park, where they gather together to celebrate love, and they are married. This verse says that the husbands that are not at that moment saved, he said that they also may be won by the conversation of the lies. May I educate you? Conversation here isn't just talking. It is the lifestyle of the wise. Two, while they behold your chaste conversation, your chaste life coupled with fear, what do we show in this earthly realm that we choose to be when we couple ourselves in the Lord? Whose adorning, let me also clarify this scripture, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. In other words, it will not be what we physically see about who we are, not only delving into our femininity, but that it is something greater that should stand out, that we are considered who God has said we are. And that is character. That is the way we live. That is the way we hold ourselves before our King. How do we address him? How do we understand who he is? Is he majestic enough for us? Do we understand in his presence there is fullness of joy? Hallelujah. And so we don't want to get caught up on. He didn't say you could plait your hair. He didn't say put on the gold. He said don't let it be of the outward adorning of those things. In other words, we ain't trying to live just for those things. But the Bible clarifies this in 4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, great price, Lord, in the sight of God. Now, ain't no man going to shut me up because I'm going to say what I got to say. And I'm blah, 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 blah. And da, 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 da. And women have a voice. And women shouldn't be quiet. And women, what we should do is consider the word of God in its context of what it's saying, in its context of what it's teaching us. Is this what we want to be known of? Listen, there are positions and there is a time for every season under the heaven. There's a time to speak and a time to be quiet. But here it is that we don't over-assert ourselves in a godly way over men, that they feel belittled, my God, today in our presence, but that we rise to help them. We rise to love them, whether it be fathers, brothers, we as women are powerful. Don't assert your power to prove you are who you are. The love of God resting in you will reveal you as a woman by the gifts and the anointing he has on your life. But you've got to be connected. You've got to be connected. 5, for after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. They reverenced them. They honored marriage. They knew what it was. They knew how to live. They knew how not to live. They knew that it was a position of godliness, not of force. Then it wasn't a forced position. It was a position that was taken of joy. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well. Now, hold up. Wait a minute. How many times have you read that? Let's go back over that. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Okay, so he ain't so wonderful. You can't think, you can't breathe, you can't find yourself being able to function. I said that the context is of respect and love. Likewise, don't leave these husbands out. Ye husbands, dwell with them according, to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. What? Let's read that again. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Uh-oh, you mean to tell me, oh, let's talk about it. Husbands that don't honor their wives, first you got to have some knowledge. The Bible says according to knowledge. Then giving honor. And then treat them as the weaker vessel. I know it's some strong women, but there are some times you need to run and see what she needs. What does she have to do? If it's carrying a bag, if it's opening the door, if it's whatever it is to honor her and make her life easier. That is what he's referring to as unto the weaker vessel. Not positioning that she can't think, she can't talk unless you tell her to talk, but that she is one that is of reverence to God, that she reverence you and understand these things are to be done for her. And that doesn't mean that you're going to get my door. You're going to do this for me. Because in the heart, if you're connected, these things should be understood. We don't make people do anything if they're not willing. This is what I love about relationship, and especially with the Lord. You come to him willingly. He don't force you to do nothing. Anything you grow in the Lord is from your knowledge and willingness to pray, to be committed, to understand his ways, to follow his ways, and to be like him. So you're doing all of these things to honor the relationship. So let's not just put this in the sense of just husbands and wives. It is a word for all of us, because reverence is what we do when we come to the Lord. Honor his presence. We honor his majesty. We hallow his name. We pray. We invoke him in our lives. We don't walk this life by ourselves. We have pastors, preachers, teachers, and all of those things. But he is first. He is first. Finally, ye, be ye all of one mind, having compassion, my Lord, one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful and be courteous. Listen. I have to pray, because I will stay in prayer so much when people lay on my heart, because I want the Lord to bless them. I want compassion to be felt for them, even in the midst of what I may be going through, because it is my place of joy, my place of solitude with him. It's my place of safety. It's my place of relationship with the Lord, wanting them to be blessed, wanting them to be celebrated, wanting them to be healed, wanting them to be saved, wanting them to have what the word of God says in their life. 9. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. I want to be very transparent here. That means I ain't trying to get after somebody because of what they did for me or did to me. I'm praying in the midst of them trying to stab me in the back, cut me up one side down the other, that the Lord would bless them. That's the word. Oh, I know it hurts. I know it's difficult to do. I found it difficult. I don't know about you, but I found it difficult at times, because some people can hurt you so bad that if we use their spiritual power, you know, a lot of folks use their spiritual power. Lord, you just do what you gotta do. And he's saying, but I want to bless you. Ah, that ain't right. You know, I'm living for you and da-da-da-da-da, but God knows the end and the beginning of a thing. When we were born, he knew every mistake we would make. He knew everything we'd do to go off course. He knew how to bring us back. For some, they come running quickly. For others, it takes them years. But whatever the process is, we must learn to pray a blessing over them, over our families, lay the axe at all the generational curses, all the things that cause people to go away from God. Because we're in an hour now that we want to see our loved ones saved. And saved not mean just going to church that Sunday and giving a hand to the preacher. Or there's been a death and they feel compelled, so they say they give their life to the Lord, but really want to be in relationship with the Lord. Where does that come from watching us? I know I deserve for you to push me away, but you just keep praying for me and loving me. You just keep, and you won't let me go because you understand the gospel. And the Bible said you should inherit a blessing. But how many of you know when you're going through something that's traumatic and makes you angry and hurts you, you're not thinking about no blessing. And it's difficult to really say, Lord, bless them. Maybe somebody had a contract and this is all they had. They depended on this month to be able to take care of something. And someone swooped it from up under. And the whole time had been talking and maybe knew that's what you wanted to do. But guess what? Pray a blessing. Because I promise you, when you change your outlook, he does what the word says. And you'll find yourself, wow, that worked out for me, not against me. And we know, Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good for those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. Let's think about this. Oh, they married who I wanted to marry. They knew that was my man. They knew this was my wife. Why? But here's the thing. He knew how to do a thing. And though it hurt you, there were some lessons to be learned. I hope I'm blessing someone. Pray a blessing. Don't go after them. Don't try to change them. Don't try to get mad and still try to be with them. Let God, Yerabasha, be who he is in whatever the situation may be, that he can hear us pray a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Don't be trying to couple up with it. Don't be trying to act like it's the thing to do. Don't try to get a sin party going. Remind yourself who you belong to. Remind yourself you're the child of a king. Remind yourself when the enemy creep in that you're keeping yourself blameless, spotless. For when he comes back. He said, and then let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. I need somebody to catch this tonight. And his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Don't you ever get worried about who do you wrong, because he knows how to handle it. Let me read that again. Let him eschew evil. I'm sorry. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. He looking over you. He know how to move and when to move. His ears are open unto their prayers. Listen, I tell anybody, don't make me cry. Now, you can do a lot of things to me, but the day I go to my daddy with a tear in my eye, listen, his ears are open to my prayers. His ears are open to the righteous prayers. When you cry, when you go through. I don't know why people like to talk to everybody and get upset about, listen, our relationships bring us close. But I'm telling you, ain't nothing like when we get through, whether it's a counseling session, whether it's whatever. When God get ready to move, he going to move mightily because of your voice. Your cry. What you see according to his word. He going to move because the enemy cannot win. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? Listen, come on with it, because I done had some things that try to come up against me, that try to hurt me, that things I've been like, okay, God, like, I know I serve you. Like, what is this? But he's saying, you are mine. I hear your prayer. These things must be. None of us ask for anything that hurts us. None of us ask for things that test our faith. None of us ask him. Go ahead. We bold. We like Job. Do it to us. Nobody getting in that line. Don't nobody want to run in that line. But I promise you, when those things come, if you're a follower of that which is good, who gonna harm you? I can tell you some sorry stories of being kept. I can tell you he will protect you. I remember when someone, I'm telling you, my husband is in a wheelchair. I wheeled him in the house. I went back out to the car, and someone that quick had got my purse. Can I tell you, they brought all my stuff back, threw it in the yard. The police found it. Y'all ain't hearing me. Don't you know it's a privilege and an honor when you got all your stuff still in your wallet? And listen, they took the little cash. You can have it. You give them all cash. Listen, all your credit cards, all of anybody hearing me? The police said it was probably some keys. And I said, it doesn't matter who it was. They knew who we belonged to. Listen, everybody's story is different. I know what he will do. Your license, your everything. You know how long it is to get your Social Security card, get this, that, and the other, and blah, blah. All I said to God when they took it was I plead the blood and I command my stuff to come back. And the policeman was looking at me like, okay, like this one of them believers. Yes, it was. And then when they saw the stuff, you should have said it. Yes, I did let it go on record. If ye be followers of that which is good, who is he that will harm you? But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. When I tell you, my husband and I purchased our home over 20 years ago. The area was predominantly white, a beautiful neighborhood, and throughout the years, the neighborhood has changed. And someone asked me, why would you continue to stay there? It's not a horribly bad neighborhood, but it's just right for kingdom. Because see, what I found is there were children who needed the Lord, families that needed to be connected. And because we stayed in all that we've been through, listen, when our home flooded and we were away from our home, they said, that's the church lady house. Don't mess with that house. Y'all not hearing me. That's that church man. You know them people. There was a message that was sent. But bigger than that, there were families that were praying and awaiting. Because, see, you have to know they didn't pray before, that they now know the Lord. Now they're learning of his goodness. Now they're wanting to know who he is. You think I'd have skipped this neighborhood for that? Children that when we began ministry were younger, they're grown. We get the privilege every now and then to still talk to them. Still imparting. There's something different about a neighbor. And can I tell you, you never know how long they're going to be your neighbor. So why not make the maximum impact you can make wherever you live? That they know who your God is. That they understand that if he did all of this for you, what more could he do for them? But sanctify the Lord God in your heart. And be ready, oh my God, to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed, my God, that falsely accuse your good conversation, your good life in Christ. We're not living for us. We're living because of our compassion to be a part of the kingdom's plan that men, women, boys, and girls be saved. Hallelujah! That they be saved, family. He will give you what you need to do. My, our male lady, listen. When we first met her, kind woman, but dropped the mail off, I knew it was something special about her, that my husband could get it and I can get it from inside our doorway versus in our mailbox. What does that mean? He didn't have to risk falling out of his wheelchair to get the mail. And then when we met her, we thanked her and began to tell her that we knew there was something special about her. Can I tell you, she called us Mama and Dad and stops by just to say hi every now and then. The testimonies go on and on. Why? Because we extend the grace of God to everyone that enters our home, that comes on our property, to understand who our God is. That they can see us in the building process and understand he's still God. Yeah, I need you to see those crevices in them places that you need to see built and to be done for his glory. So that people understand when we go through, we all need him, regardless of our positions in life. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered. Oh, all you, if you so holy, then ain't no trouble going to come near you. I don't know what Bible they read, Job, Eddie. For Christ also hath suffered for sin, the just, whew, for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. I wonder where prison ministry came from. There you have it. Which sometime were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Listen, when you talk about a few, he said eight souls were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, here you go, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. That's why you get baptized. He did wash our sins away. Oh, happy day. But the Bible says it is by, not putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. And you and me and all who believe. Did you hear what is on the right side of God? Who's on the right side of God? And angels and authorities. Why don't you use your angels? What authority that we always want to preach power, but what authority by these things are they done? When I have a need, I go to the king. Before I seek any earthly man, I go to the king. I get some instructions, I get some strategies, and I wait on him. And when he goes and tells me what to do, the need is met. Can I tell you, sometimes you may have to wait. I've been in a holding pattern for one particular thing that I'm waiting on him to complete the work. And guess what? With a good attitude. Because see, here's the thing. When you wait, I say, on the Lord and be of good courage. In due season, my God, today, you shall reap if you faint not. That means you ain't going to sleep on God. You're going to wait on him. You're going to call on him. You're going to celebrate him. I know it may not be what I like. I know sometimes I may have to face this or face that. But he said, his grace, my God, today is sufficient. That means everything rests with our authority and our angels in position. Are your angels and your authority in position? I don't have to talk about how powerful I am. It ain't even necessary. I know heaven knows my voice. I know heaven knows the voice of a real believer. I know in the midst of whatever it is that we need from the Lord, something got to give. Because and power were made subject unto him. And if I'm joint heirs with him, this is where the kingdom misses it. This is where people that live religion miss it. It's also with me. So if that be true, why it take so long for your healing? If it be true, he could take the time to get the details to this story for the testimony coming. That's why it takes so long. Don't you let people buffet you about your blessing. Because there's a way that religion, if you listen to it, will cause you to stumble and feel some type of way and don't understand that your authority, your angels, and your powers that were made subjected unto him are with you. I encourage you today to hold fast to the Lord. Be strong, my God, in the power of his might. He never said it's going to be easy. He never told you when troubles come, when bad news comes, when things happen, it was going to be easy. What he said in his word was there are angels and authorities and powers that were made subject unto him. And then I read in the word, I'm a joint heir. Any believer is a joint heir. Because you have a good conscience towards God. You know how to flex your God when you need to. And 95% of the time, my husband knows this about me. I ain't got to say a word. The results, my God, today will speak for themselves. Let God tell your story. When you get ready to testify, let him speak out of your mouth that he gets the highest glory. To God be the glory for all that he has done in my tears, in my joy, in my suffering, in all that I have gone through. all that I continually go through. May he be glorified, because everybody ain't able to go through that. Nobody wants to run in the line of trials, but to serve him and have a good conscience. Always remember, your angels, your authority, and your powers were made subject unto the Jesus, the Lord, our elder brother, Jesus, that protects us, covers us, and do you know he prays for us? So if that be true, we don't allow people. See, there's a no-entry zone with some folks. When I hear a gospel that ain't even written in this word, when I hear their emotions over their word, because the word is what it says, and it does what it says, in spite of who don't believe it. Because someone may not believe your testimony, don't mean it ain't your testimony. Because someone don't know all the things you've had to go through, because you don't utter a word unless you love people. Come on here. We've got to stop being religious to people dying and getting up out of here. Folks is being religious and not in relationship. Meaning, is it a good conscience towards God? Church started 10 o'clock, you there at 9:30. But mean as the dickens, on the door, can't nobody get past you, because you got a way. They already know you're going to tell them a certain thing a certain way. Come on, let's get out of religion. Don't we know the house of God is for everybody, and that we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise? Don't we know this? Don't we know that there's a way to treat the unbeliever that comes to the Lord, or the person that is trying to find themselves in God? Don't we know? I can't look down when y'all call them thugs, drug dealers, and this. Then I call them, hey, they right for the kingdom. Because I see potential. I see something that the Lord wants to do in the lives of the unbeliever. But if we keep this religious spirit, well, you got a shirt to go to church, you got some pants. Oh, you know, you should wear some shirt. Come on in here. They come to my door all the time. Come on in here. I don't even know how they find our house. Come on in. And it's been some rough times. We've had some people that really just were looking for the heart of God. I love what God is doing. And if we all open our hearts and ask him, what do you have for me to do? You say, Lord, I'm available to you. I'll do what you say do. I'll go where you say go. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way so that I can hear you sing, and I will sing. My story is empty, and I am available to you. Hallelujah! That's my testimony. I'm available through my healing process. I'm available with what I have and don't have. And can I be honest with you guys? Do you know the enemy has tried to trick me, because he wanted me to believe that there was a time I went through some things in my vocal voice, and he told me, listen, you ain't going to be able to sing anymore. Y'all better hear me today. And the Lord dropped the spirit of that song in my spirit just before I got ready to go on and say sing. Why? Because there are things in our broken state, in our mindsets, and different things that we go through. Because he knows, hallelujah, he knows how to use us. if we just say yes. I encourage you today to just say yes to the Lord. All your broken pieces, all the places you feel are not good enough, all the things you've been lied on them, take them to the Lord. Let him be glorified through your being. Let him use you as he will. Because there are times where we feel like, Lord, is it good enough? I want to minister to you and tell you, it is. He gave it to you. And don't be afraid to allow him to use you. It ain't about me. It's about him. Because man don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. He's the judge. So I'm confident today that he that begun a good work in me, in you, and those that believe, those on their way into the kingdom, those that fully see him as he is through his word, we understand. He is being glorified. Encouraged on today. There was a lot going on. I could have canceled today's podcast, but the Lord began to speak to my heart. Why? Because we are available to him. We're faithful, and we press through. I want you to press through too. I want you to hold on and know he makes no false promises. He knows how to bless his children. Be available and have a good conscience towards him. And watch him do what he said he's going to do in your life. Somebody's watching you. And that's the soul he's going to use to come on you because of your obedience. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing to you. Whew, I pray that he gets all of the glory, the honor to Kimmy Kim for this platform, for us to share together, praise him, honor him, and know. That he is Lord. On today, we want to celebrate you. If this is your birthday month, we say happy birthday. And we honor you for your birthday. May God bless you, keep you, and do what is necessary and give you your heart's desire in him. It isn't your birthday. It's a special celebration. Know that he's with you. Hallelujah. Know that he's walking with you, talking with you, and blessing you. And celebrate it in him. Then there are the opposite times when you go through. When things are chaotic, when things don't make sense, and maybe there's a death, someone is sick, something's going on that pricks your heart. Know here, it's just for you. And Elation Radio, we are praying for you. We're sending prayers up for what lays on your heart. We're sending prayers up for healing, for strength, for those that are grieving to know that God is good. There are times you're going to be in need. We want you to call on the resources in your community. In St. Louis, we have the actual Urban League St. Louis, that's ulstl.com, where you will find a multitude of resources from housing to food to programming for you being able to learn a skill or a trade. For more information, please go to ulspl.com. Also, try the United Way. In the St. Louis area, we dial 211. It will lead you to an intake specialist who will lead you to where you need to go for your need. Please contact them at 211. I want to send a celebration out to our very own Shea Samuels. For those of you that heard the beginning song, she is a national artist, and she has been chosen as one of the Design of God Kingdom Builders and will be honored. So may God bless you, Shea, on all the great work that you are doing. Convocations are coming up in the month of May. We have our very own Bishop Ernest Richard, who will be participating in convocation. We thank God for you. We're praying for you, and we're asking God to bless you and to be with you during convocation. I also want you to be aware in the St. Louis area that the Center of Hope Church will have a very special celebration with an apostle that will be in. This is under the leadership of, get this, you guys, this is Apostle Robert Flowers and his beautiful wife, Prophetess Marletta Flowers. This event will be on March 9th, and it will be with Apostle Leon Waters, and they will be at the Center of Hope Church on Friday at 7 p.m. And this is in March 22nd, and Sunday at 2 p.m. These are Central Standard Times. For more information, please contact Apostle Robert Flowers on Facebook. I also want you to be encouraged to know that the Women of Elation are back. We're back on Clubhouse. That's the fourth Friday of every month on Clubhouse at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had an awesome time this past week with our very own Apostle Beauty Cooper, who taught us about the ministry of going through to get through. If you haven't heard it, you can join our From Ashes to Beauty group and also go back and listen to the replay. I want you to know this is not the only podcast on Elation Radio. You can find out more information on your digital platforms by going to hear and see Elation Radio. It will give you a list of podcasts that you can choose from, and we are honored that you are with us. You can meet us back here, Lord Say It's the Same, Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. on Elation Radio with Pastor Michelle Wright with the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We're honored to be here and serve, and thank you for joining us. Also, on Monday night, you can join us. That's Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with Kingdom Wisdom Weekly at 8:30 p.m. on Mondays on Facebook. In addition to that, I want you to know if you have a community announcement, perhaps a special day that's coming up for your local community programming or for your local assemblies, please, you can inbox me at Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. Also, please join our Kingdom Wisdom Weekly page. You can go to Facebook and join and see the page. Please continue to pray for us. Our prayer is always to meet the needs of people as God assigns in the community as well in our local assemblies or wherever he may send us. Hallelujah. Wherever the Lord sends us, we're excited to go. Amen. And it just so happens it can be online or we're believing God in person. Amen. Will you pray for us and continue to pray that the Lord will continually heal and strengthen us to fulfill his will as he so fits. Again, we thank you for joining us today on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We love you all. We appreciate you for your prayers, for tuning in, for your support. Please remember, someone is dying. Amen. And if you were the last voice to speak in their ear, what would you say? I say that because every day we think of sickness or somebody actually in a hospital. What about those that don't know the Lord? Ask the Lord, would he have you to say or do to help expand and build the kingdom of God? And we will thank you forevermore. All right? May God continue to bless you and keep you. We appreciate you. Please remember to pray for the elderly. Please continue to keep our youth in prayer. Please continue to do what he tells you to do. Time is of the essence. And we want him to use us well. Not that man may glorify, but that he receive the glory from all he gives us to do. Amen. So we love you. We appreciate you. Meet us back here, if the Lord says the same, on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. And that's Eastern Standard Time. And thank you to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright, for joining in, listening intently and loving us. We appreciate you. God bless you all. Until next time. Hallelujah.
Into the world to gather up his sheep. It's a place called unity, where we meet your every need. God heard your cry, and he sent us into the world to gather up his sheep who were lost.
You